Recording has been started.
All right. Good afternoon, everyone. We'll call the meeting of the Municipal Services Committee to order. Do we need to do introductions or can we just go right to approval of the minutes? Do we know who everyone
We
is?
can go right to the approval of minutes.
Okay. So we have the October 14th meeting minutes. Can I get a motion for approval of the minutes?
So move, Grace. John Coleman,
Thank
Bloomfield.
you, John. A second.
I'll second.
Thank you,
Tom
Tom.
Simsbury.
Any comments, changes? Okay, hearing none. I will all in favor, please say aye.
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 Any
Aye.
opposed? Any abstentions?
Megan Massa, Tallent, I'll abstain.
Thanks,
Andy
Megan.
Cerulli, Plainville, I'll abstain as well.
Thanks, Andy. Okay, so the next item on the agenda is reports from the chair and staff. I have no report because this is a surprise. Matt, executive director's report.
Yeah, thank you so much, Grace, and really appreciate you stepping up and chairing today's meeting. Want to welcome everyone. Want to welcome any new policy board members if we have any in attendance today. I don't believe we do. Just a couple of policy board matters that might be of interest to you. We do have a number of new chief elected officials, 12, I believe, so almost a third of our towns. So I have started to reach out to them. We're going to schedule an orientation for them in January, something we try to do every 2 years. And certainly existing board members or returning board members are welcome to attend that as well. But during that orientation, we'll talk about the good work of the Municipal Services Committee and our other committees as well. We also, at the December Policy Board meeting, the board will need to elect a slate of officers, as well as the executive committee members. We have a very large executive committee of 19. So John Coleman, and John, thank you so much. I know you're in attendance today. John, once again, has volunteered to chair the nominations committee, who is responsible for that task. So we expect the board to take those actions at its December meetings. And then lastly, before I close, I want to thank Lori Spielman, our first select woman from the great town of Ellington. Lori's attending today. I know her term is wrapping up at the end of this month. Lori, I wanted to personally thank you for your commitment to the Municipal Services Committee and to CROG. And I know you've been a longtime member. I know you want to stay involved at CROG, which is great. And I think we'll be able to find a home for you at the CROG Foundation. But thank you in particular for your support and your involvement here at the MSC.
Thank you so much, Matt. It's been my pleasure. I learned a lot, got to meet a lot of wonderful people, but I would like to stay involved in any way I can. Thank you.
Now we're going to take you up on that offer. Back to you, Grace.
Okay. Well, thank you, Matt, and thank you, Lori, for your service to the town of Ellington and to CROG. It's very much appreciated. Pauline.
I actually don't have an update for municipal services. I'm going to cede my time to Kim and Robin because they have a couple of things that are of interest to the towns.
Thanks,
Sounds
Pauline.
good.
Real quick, I just wanted to give an update on the bids for CRPC. The gasoline bid is going to be issued on Thursday, the 20th of November. So anyone who wants to participate, hasn't gotten their quantities to me, I know I sound like a broken record, get them to me ASAP because it's not a piggybacking bid. Also going to be issuing traffic guidelines on the 20th. And currently, we are collecting for the following bids, which will be issued on Thanksgiving. But that is stormwater monitoring services, catch basin cleaning, and portable toilets. So keep your eye out for the spreadsheet and get your quantities in for that. And then the second thing I wanted to make note of is a few meetings ago, there was interest for CROG to put out an RFQ for professional development services. So we are going to, we've got that teed up for beginning of next year. We anticipate that probably going out, I would say February, March latest. And that is all I have.
Thank you, Kim. Robin?
Yes, thank you, Grace. Just wanted to give you a couple updates on first our Human Services Coordinating Council. We had a special meeting yesterday to discuss the state of food assistance in our region. We had a great discussion and we had a great panel of speakers. We will continue this discussion on food assistance in our region as many are still facing food insecurity, even though SNAP benefits have been returned to people's EBT cards. I will be sending out that information from our Human Services Coordinating Council in the materials to all of our council plus MSC. And I always welcome MSC members to join. Our next meeting of the Human Services Coordinating Council will be on December 16th, and we are going to be discussing our regional housing strategy. So I think that'd be a really important discussion for members to attend. I can send that out as well, the meeting invite. Quick update too on our Regional Waste Authority. We will be having our annual meeting December 15th. We'll be electing a slate of officers as well as executive committee members and having a discussion on the planning phase of our Regional Waste Authority grant. Also part of that, we received notice from CT Deep that we are receiving a grant for our Regional Waste Authority members for food waste collection and assistance in the amount of $440,000. And we will be getting that sometime next year. So more reason to be part of our Regional Waste Authority here in the CROG region. If anyone's interested in that, please reach out to me and I'll send you the information for that meeting as well. That's all I have.
Thanks, Robin. Are there any other updates from staff? No? Okay. So business items. First item is a discussion about the Regional Fair Rent Commission survey and the model ordinance. So that I will turn that over to Elizabeth.
Thank you, Grace. And hello, everybody. We are delivering our presentation today to share the results of a recent survey. Thank you to those who participated. We had about 21 participants of the region and really grateful for that. So Nick, are you able to show this? Okay, great. Okay.
All right, and let's.
And there's a show. Presentation.
Move. There we go. Can you all see the presentation?
Looks good.
Awesome. All right, Elizabeth.
So the next slide will just show who responded in the region. So we did have a good response as well. You know, if you can identify your town and by map, we did not hear from our cities, you know, Hartford and New Britain, but we had a good response from a variety of people, which Nick Lanza is our CROG's UConn School of Public Policy, MPA graduate school intern who is here for the full year. So we're pleased to have him. He was here to help out with coming up with the questions for the survey. And then we'll now go into the details of our findings. And I'll pick up at the end and talk about where we're going to go next. So over to you, Nick. Thank you.
Thank you, Elizabeth, and good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for the invitation to present to you all today. There we go. All right, so we'll start off with a quick executive summary. So 21 towns responded to the survey, 18 of which have a Fair Rent Commission. So caseloads are generally low for Fair Rent Commissions, fewer than 5 cases a year in most towns. Hold on. I got to shrink this down so I can see the whole slides. Okay. But cases can be complex and time sensitive, which sort of leads to potential need for a fair rent, a regional fair rent commission. So rent increases are the predominant issue, as well as maintenance and condition concerns. Training and procedural clarity are also some of the most requested supports. So commissioner and staff training, including also having templates and legal guidance for towns that have fair rent commissions. And there's also overall interest in a regional and shared model, especially among smaller towns. Some of the larger towns favor local control, but also welcome collaboration and backup from a regional fair rent commission option. Attorney time is also a common cost driver, and volunteer recruitment and quorum seem to also be persistent challenges. So this is just an overall summary of the results that we had. So this table shows the towns that are interested in a regional option. And so what you'll see above the orange line is all the towns that have a population above 25,000, which are required to have a fair rent commission. So all those towns have a fair rent commission, which is good. And the towns between the yellow and the orange line have a population above 15,000. So with the potential of a new requirement that towns above a population of 15,000 will need a fair rent commission. You can see the list of those towns who responded to the survey there, three of which, Simsbury, Bloomfield, and Rocky Hill, already have one. And then the three other towns, Stafford, Canton, and Bolton, also express interest in a regional option, but are not really near the 15,000 marker for population. So 76% expressed interest in regional FRC of those that responded to the survey. 38% who are interested in FRC require an FRC, and 56% already have an FRC for those who are interested in a regional option. So this is sort of a map version of what you saw on the prior slide to sort of visualize what towns have responded, where the interest lies. And yeah, that's pretty much what this shows. And so this table and map show the current FRC status for all those who are interested in a regional option. So again, you can see on the right, those that are required to have an FRC and also those who currently have one. So the three towns are shaded in as currently having an FRC, but are not necessarily required. And you'll see all the other towns that are noted as required. And sort of a lot of the same information on the prior slide. And then this is sort of zooming in on the 15,000 population threshold. So on the right, you see the towns shaded in yellow that may be required to have an FRC, three of which already have one. And we have five towns that may potentially be required to have one that do not have one yet. And you see the list on the left and how close, you know, Simsbury is to potentially being required, but they already have one, and sort of the breakdown by population there. And then these are just sort of some overall survey metrics. So we had, you know, 21 towns respond, eight of which had no FRC established, and four had an FRC, but in the comments that they provided in the survey mentioned that they very rarely met. Five of the respondents had more than five cases per year, and 15 respondents had fewer than five cases a year. So that over 70% of respondents had fewer than five cases per year. Again, 17 or 80% about noted that rent increases were a main issue. And then 13 towns identified a need for further assistance, which could come from a regional fair rent commission. And then 16 over 75% of respondents were interested in a regional or shared FRC. So then we wanted to look at the towns that did have a fair rent commission and where it, what departments it was present in. So you can see from this table what towns used which departments to fulfill the needs of the fair rent commission. Social services was the most common, legal was a close second, and then housing, and then all the others had either one or two towns. And then these are just some overall town comments. And, you know, so it just sort of gives a breakdown of a profile of each town. We'll send this presentation out afterwards. So it's something to sort of look through and maybe, you know, there's similarities between your town and other towns that responded to this survey and can be a sort of a helpful metric to those reviewing the presentation as to where you fit in regionally. And then, so we've sort of pulled together the pain points that were addressed overall by all the towns that responded to the survey. Training about the required procedures in terms of having an FRC was a top need. Templates and toolkits for a complaint intake were also highlighted as big needs. And another pain point was hearing notices, sending those out to people who will be engaged in the FRC process. Translation and interpretation resources were also a need. Public facing outreach materials, which sort of connect to the toolkits and complaint intake, and also overflow and backup form for complex or high volume periods, especially in those towns that had more than five cases. That was a very big note. And then the other big pain point was coordinating with housing and code enforcement and legal counsel and clerks. And then the other idea of it is structuring hearings and adhering to timelines and core maintenance was a huge pain point and something that, you know, a regional model could assist in addressing. And I will pass it back over to Elizabeth.
Thank you, Nick. So here we kind of just took the results of the survey and identified opportunities where CROG could help either through establishing a regional fair rent commission program, as well as optimizing resources that are already available with the state's fair rent commission network that was recently established in July. So we're looking at, you know, opportunities for draft trainings, running public meetings. And I know CCM also does a great training on running public meetings and pitfalls to be mindful of, as well as other professions that are constantly holding public hearings. I'm thinking of the planning profession, but, you know, staff trainings on timelines and decisions, also perhaps hosting monthly office hours and a Q&A channel to collect or create space for discussions to happen, brainstorming ideas, bouncing ideas off of one another. So just kind of opportunities for that, creating templates and tools, having standardized procedures for complaint forms, notices, agendas, perhaps even scripts and decision language. Crafted, you know, with the legal requirements in mind, as well as screening checklists that could help process complaints more easily. We've also been working on a model ordinance for the Regional Fair Rent Commission based on a model ordinance that was shared by the Connecticut Housing. There's another group, Affordable Housing Group, that has developed a toolkit on fair rent commission. So we're using that already. We're using resources available to us and developing our own tools, but also thinking about other ways that we can support either the other commissions that might be interested in still maintaining their local commission, but just, you know, accessing additional resources. So onboarding checklists, hearing workflows, mediation resources, interpreter resources, as well as legal and procedural support through, you know, creating a digest of cases so that folks can see how other cases were treated in other areas of the state, as well as, again, the sample decisions would be helpful to have some language for resolutions for the commission to adopt. And on the next slide, I think we go into a couple more opportunities. So having that overflow backup services to support the local commissions, perhaps even just those templates and tools will be enough to get them through some heavy workflow periods, but also that shared regional commission model that would be administered by CROG to help address that. And then coming up with outreach materials, so web pages and flyers for tenants and landlords, shared FAQs and public education sessions, and then perhaps even like creating a regional dashboard to assess case volumes, timelines, and outcomes, and then reviewing operations over time to make sure that we're still meeting the needs of the towns. So ongoing training and assessment. And a few next steps that we're taking in the immediate term, we've just yesterday, those of you who expressed an interest in the fair regional shared model should have received an invitation for a meeting on Tuesday, December 9th. For a kickoff meeting to start the conversation and keep this conversation, you know, get the program up and running. So we're hoping to meet bi-weekly, every 2 weeks, not twice a week. Grateful for that, right? And then we're looking at the model ordinance. We're hoping to review that together with the group, and then talking through, you know, adopting that ordinance, what's next, how each legislative body would adopt that and establish the interlocal agreement with CROG to administer the program. We're also hoping to connect municipal staff with the Connecticut Fair Rent Commission network. Those of you who have commissions operating and are interested in maintaining that, there are resources available already to you to help with that, with your operations to help things run a little smoother and to get the support you need. We'd also be looking at developing materials beyond what the network has available. And then looking at, you know, staffing up to administer the regional shared commission and procuring consultants as needed, which could be mediation services or other services. So that's where we are now. The next slide just shares my contact information so that if you are interested in joining the conversation, you'll have it. You can send me an email or give me a call and I can forward you that invitation to the December 9th meeting as a start, as well as share some of the information that we've already been developing, which actually those of you on the call today should have received the model ordinance or have access to it through it was a part of the posting for today's meeting. So if anyone has any questions, we're happy to answer. Otherwise, thank you for your time.
Thank you, Elizabeth and Nick. Does anybody have any questions for them? Or Matt, anything to add?
A couple of things. You know, I want to thank Nick and Elizabeth for, you know, all of their hard work to date. You know, really appreciate the towns that are interested in looking at the regional model. You know, fully expect the governor to sign the housing bill in the near future, which is going to make all towns with a population of 15,000 or more, you know, subject to the requirement of either establishing a local FRC or joining a regional model. You know, this would be the first of its kind in Connecticut, and we're excited to pilot it and to give it a try. You know, we think we've got some good connections. We've got sound legal advice. So, you know, we look forward to continuing to work through the steps here. And Elizabeth, I'm not sure if you noted, but you're going to be speaking in a little bit at a statewide event, correct? Could you spend a couple minutes on that?
Sure. Yeah. So the Connecticut Affordable Housing Conference is an annual conference that's held, and I was asked to share, be part of a panel to discuss fair rent commissions in small towns and the regional perspective. So the group, the Connecticut, I'm blanking on the name of the organization, but Amy Pelletier is the
partnership. Partnership for Strong Communities. Yeah.
Is it partner? Thank you. Sorry about that. I'm in my compartment of MSC, and then I'm going to shift gears after this meeting. But yeah, 1:45 is the session that will discuss this. So anybody who's interested in hearing from a broader panel of experts on fair rent commissions, you can register still today, I believe. So, or log into that session. I think it's 6.1. But 1:45.
Yeah. Thank you, Elizabeth.
Okay, thank you.
So thanks. We're happy to take questions, comments from the group, Grace.
Sure, open it up to questions. From the town of Avon, we're very excited to be at the table for this discussion on December 9th. So we're looking forward to see where it goes. Anybody else, questions, comments, thoughts?
I'll just add that Elizabeth, I sent you an email. Plainville didn't participate in the survey, but I think we are interested in the regional model. So I'm available for the meeting on the 9th. So forward me along the invite, and I'll plan on being in attendance.
Will do. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
That's great, Andy.
Anyone else? No? Okay. Let's move on then. Matt, can you talk to us about the annual meeting town awards?
Yeah, so this is more of a fun one. You may recall, those of you who attended last month's meeting, we raised this issue. Many years ago, well, CROG, maybe it wasn't quite that long ago, but some years ago, CROG had a awards component as part of the annual meeting. You know, those of us who have been around for a while will recall that. And we want to bring it back because we want to be able to recognize the good work of our members. We also think it would help generate interest in attending the annual meeting. So we've been discussing it as a staff. We've settled on two broad award categories. One would be to acknowledge towns for their good work with regional cooperation. For example, let's say that two towns are sharing a service or maybe completed a facility project together. There's something along those lines. And we want to make sure that we acknowledge both large towns and smaller communities as well. The second broad category that we've landed on is we want to be able to recognize individuals for outstanding contributions to the region. And that could certainly include senior people who've contributed for many, many years, you know, acknowledging them for their career. It could also, though, include people who are newer to the field or maybe mid-career and who've done something outstanding that contributes to a regional initiative in the past year. So we're thinking we'd like to make a couple of awards in each of those two categories. The CROG Foundation, which is a nonprofit that's associated with CROG, we think they would be very happy to sponsor the program. And I think they could help us vet the applications and decide as to who the recipients should be. So over the next month or so, we'll be fleshing out the award criteria and preparing an electronic submission form that we can distribute to all of our members. And we would particularly appreciate this committee's support in terms of promoting the awards program or even putting in for an award. You know, if you're doing something cool, for example, Grace, you know, we know that Avon in Farmington, it's pretty neat how you're sharing a dispatch now. You know, I think that would be an excellent candidate as an example. So that's where we are. Happy to take any questions, any thoughts, but more to come soon.
Any questions for Matt? No? Okay. I do see that Peter joined us. So Peter, do you want to step back into the chair's seat?
You're doing great.
Thank you. Go, it's all yours though. This is your
go ahead. Continue okay. on. Thank you.
All right. Okay. Next item on the agenda is municipal information sharing. So any topics of interest that anybody wants to bring up, discuss? Floor is yours. No, not this time.
Anyone got anything exciting happening? Hey, Ryan Curley, I know you just got a neat award, you and several other Crog towns. Community connectivity grant. Oh, he may not be in a position to talk.
There are quite a few community connectivity grant awards.
Yes.
They were just made. It was great. Great to see. Okay. Well, so no other discussion. Any updates about these future agenda items? Meeting schedule for 2026? Yes.
We will need to take action on that next meeting. We do want to give you an update on where things stand with our regional stormwater authority study. I know some of you have participated. Eric Stodden flagged this for us. We want to provide you with an update regarding the work of OPM's GIS office. Regional economic development initiatives, I may have mentioned it at the last meeting. We want to see if some of our towns have an interest in sharing staff, whether it's a part-time person or an independent contractor who could focus on economic development activities in your community. And that just made me think of something that I believe would be of interest to Bill Morrison and others. So Crog, for the first time ever, we have joined Connecticut Main Street. And we think, you know, there'll be certain benefits. It's not going to replace your local membership in Main Street, but it will enable you to have access to some of their programs and initiatives. I do have a handout that we wrote up and attached to tomorrow's policy board meeting packet. And Kim, if you wouldn't mind, why don't we share that with the MSC as well?
Well, she's getting that, Matt. We did join and they hit the ground running. We're getting some great success from participating in that. And we have an EDC that has been energized. So part of that new combination has been working out well for us so far. So thanks for getting involved in that.
Yeah, that's great to hear, Bill.
Wonderful. Okay. So unless there is anything else for the good of the group, I think we can adjourn. And our next meeting is December
9th.
All right. Sounds good. Well, it's 12:40 and we'll see you all next time.
Thank you all so much. Have a great Thanksgiving, everybody.
Thank you.
Bye. Take care, everyone.
Bye.